I suppose the big thing for Halloween is to watch out for any sort of costumes and accessories that children might have, particularly which could catch on sources of ignition. So talking about maybe long witches costumes or something that could trail into a sort of pumpkin lantern or that sort of thing. So our advice is twofold, really. First of all, check the clothing over, see if there's any sort of tripping hazards on it. So if it's got a belt, does it trail on the floor? Is it going to make the child likely to trip up and maybe trip into a naked flame or something like that? And then also we'd highly recommend that rather than using real tea lights in lanterns and other decorations, people use LED tea lights, battery-powered little tea lights.
One thing obviously people have got to consider as well is where they're actually buying them from, and it's not a good idea, is it, to buy them directly from China or outside the EU?
No, that's right. Anybody who imports products into the EU, either directly into the UK or somewhere else within the EU, has to comply with the same safety legislation as we're used to in the UK. So if you're buying something from a supplier either here or somewhere within the UK, then you can be reasonably well assured that it will have been tested appropriately and it will be safe. If you buy something online and actually it turns out it's coming directly from China, or somewhere outside the EU, then you have absolutely no guarantee that it's been tested in accordance with our regulations and that it's safe and to the standard that you would expect. But also there seems to be quite a trend this year for a couple of other things which are risk areas as well. One is face paints for children, and the other are coloured contact lenses. So with face paints, again, within the EU, within the UK, anything that's a cosmetic product, so anything that you're applying to your skin, is really strictly controlled, because obviously it can cause horrific injuries if there's some unsafe chemical in there. The advice is very firmly, make sure that you know where you're buying your face paints from, make sure it's a reputable UK or EU-based supplier. Don't buy something online that's likely to come from China. Contact lenses, they fall into two categories. There are contact lenses which are designed to correct eyesight, and within the UK, the only people who can sell those are opticians. They have to be registered with the Ophthalmic Council. So you should never buy any contact lenses that would correct your eyesight from anywhere other than a registered optician. But there are also non-corrective lenses which just change the colour of your eyes, and there are a lot of those around at the moment. Again, our advice would still be, don't buy that sort of thing online from a retailer, particularly if they're outside the UK or outside the EU, because you've got no guarantee about safety. You don't know what kind of testing those lenses have been through. And if you stop and think about it for a minute, you really don't want to be putting something onto your eyeball that is unknown.
Just looking at bonfire nights, safety is another thing you've got to consider, isn't it, when you're buying fireworks and again, clothing, that sort of thing.
Yes, and fireworks, again, break down into two categories of safety, really. The first part, which is where the main part of our role comes in, is making sure that the fireworks themselves are inherently safe, so that there are no design flaws with them or no labelling errors which could cause a safety issue. And then there's also the way in which they're used, the way in which they're stored. So messages for people when they're buying them, it's important again to look for that CE mark. So all fireworks now must be CE marked, and make sure that you're buying from a reputable licensed seller as well. Everybody who's storing fireworks to resell them must be licensed by us, and we can't license people who are selling from vehicles or from, say, from their house, because they won't meet the quite stringent safety requirements that are needed for bulk storage. Make sure you've read the instructions on the firework and follow the instructions. So, for example, if it says on the firework the safety distance is 8 metres, that means 8 metres in all directions. You know, don't just think you have to be 8 metres from your house in one direction and not worry about what's over the garden fence or something like that. And then before you let the fireworks off, make sure that you're keeping them somewhere safe. So if you're buying them a few days in advance, put them out of the way of any children and pets that are around. And think about where you're storing them. You know, don't store them next to a heat source or next to a fluorescent light tube, for example, alcohol or cleaning products and that sort of thing. And then once it actually comes to bonfire night, make sure that you treat the fireworks with respect. So again, if children are about, make sure that they can't access the fireworks and that they're not handling them or lighting them. And then there are some rules about the way that fireworks are used as well when you are lighting them. So there's a curfew in place, so nobody should be setting fireworks off between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. except for bonfire night, and there are one or two other times such as New Year and Diwali when they can be set off up to midnight, but that you should respect those curfews. And we also hear reports of antisocial behaviour involving fireworks as well. Now, although that's not a trading standards issue, obviously it's something that we would be concerned about. And we'd encourage anybody who sees anybody misusing fireworks in the street, particularly if they're being aimed at people or pets, then please report that to the police on 101 so that can be followed up.
Anyone who's got concerns about products for Halloween or bonfire night, how can they report those concerns?
So if anybody thinks that they have an unsafe product, they can report that to Trading Standards via the Citizens Advice Consumer Service. And the number for that is 03454 040506. If you can hear fireworks being set off outside the curfew area hours, then you need to report that to your local district council